You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the past year, mental health has become an increasingly important issue as people around the world are forced into isolation due to COVID-19. In New Zealand, mental health rates declined significantly last year, and the most recent lockdown may exacerbate this. New Zealand's Mental Health Foundation is encouraging people to stay active during lockdowns, while also petitioning the government to address the root cause. Noah spoke to Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation, Sean Robinson, about the importance of increasing funding to mental health and the potential long-term impacts of the pandemic. Noah started by asking whether there were concerns about lockdowns continuing throughout the year.
We know that the impact of COVID-19 and on the lockdowns is cumulative. So people had a reaction in lockdown one, and we certainly saw a mixture of reactions. But for people who were already struggling with their mental health, it really pushed them further into distress. Then, when we had lockdown two in Auckland, I think there was a compounding effect because it was like, oh no, this isn't really over, and when is life going to go back to normal? And so lockdown three, is just building on that. And we also know from research around the impact of disasters like the Christchurch earthquakes, which we've been quite heavily involved in the mental health and well-being of that community, and from international research around natural disasters, that it's the ongoing cumulative effect that impacts on people, that initially there might be kind of like a hero phase where people feel, hey, we're all in this together, we're working together, and in fact, it can boost people's mental health. But when the realization hits that life is never going to be the same again, that's when the sting in the tail really starts to bite. So this is well documented, and we can totally expect that this will be the case. We actually did a measure nationally of mental and emotional well-being in December, right at the end of 2020. And what it revealed was that a quarter of all Kiwi adults have dangerously poor mental health and well-being, so 25%. Now, that's the highest number that's ever been indicated in any national research. And it tells me two things. One, the crisis that the country has with mental health and well-being, which we've known about for a number of years, and which was really documented in the mental health inquiry, that crisis has not gone away. In fact, if anything, it's got worse. And it is definitely likely that COVID-19 has helped to make that a worse situation.
And do you expect, even after we're going through lockdowns and there's been a vaccine and everything, do you expect there will still be an ongoing effect from the lockdowns on mental health?
Yeah, look, there will, because, life will never be the same again. Many people have lost jobs, many businesses have, had to fold. Even the fact that we will have to have vaccines, that is all new. And it's all change, and it's all highly disruptive and anxiety provoking. The fact that the world could be brought to a standstill by a pandemic is something none of us have experienced, or very few of us have experienced in our lifetimes. And I think that just adds to a sense of anxiety. However, we have to also look to the signs of hope, which are that, during 2020, probably New Zealanders focused more on what they can do to be resilient and build their mental and emotional well-being. We focused on that more than we ever have, with a lot of support for people to reach out to one another, to help one another, to stay connected, to eat well, to exercise, to do the things that boost our spirits and keep us happy, even in the face of adversity. And the research, again, from December showed that this works. So the people who were in the 25% who were really struggling, they were people who were participating in those kinds of activities the least. And the more activities people were incorporating in their lifestyle that, you know, are based on science and show that they boost well-being, but are also based on common sense, you know, the more of those behaviours that people were incorporating, the better their well-being was. And one of the really interesting findings was that Māori were actually, on average, had a higher well-being than the rest of New Zealanders. And they also had higher participation in things that really boosted their sense of cultural identity, connected them to other people, their sense of giving and being generous with their time and emotions to other people, and things that built their wairua, their sense of spirituality. So it's a real affirmation that, you know, culture is actually a strength. Culture builds resilience and positive mental health. But also for the rest of the population, you know, it's a real affirmation that if we do promote and support and encourage behaviours that support well-being, then we can limit the amount of negative impacts from COVID-19.
And that's related to something else I wanted to ask about. Do you think these lockdowns are going to have a long-term effect on how mental health is perceived in New Zealand?
Well, look, I actually really hope so. I hope that the government and the ministry recognise the need for promotion of positive mental health behaviours. I mean, that it's the only thing that has actually pushed them to invest in that. But at the moment, you know, the campaigns around encouraging, you know, people to do things that boost their well-being, those campaigns are due to end in June. So very short-sighted and, you know, very pandemic-focused, whereas the real point is that we shouldn't have to wait for a natural disaster to be doing these things. I mean, the All Blacks and the Black Ferns put a lot of energy into boosting their mental and emotional well-being because they know it boosts their performance on the field and off the field. And, you know, that principle applies to all New Zealanders. You know, we can all be champions in every part of our life if we, you know, build our mental well-being and resilience.
And so what else would the Mental Health Foundation like to see the government do to support New Zealanders?
Well, we'd really like to see, number one, we'd really like to see them take a comprehensive approach to implementing the findings of the Mental Health Inquiry. And that included their recommendations around promoting positive mental health. A key approach within that inquiry was keeping people well, not waiting till they're sick. And I, you know, really am concerned that the government and the ministry have not got that point and have taken their eye off the ball there. They're also really not taking a comprehensive approach to implementing the 38 recommendations that they agreed to nearly 2 years ago. But in a very concrete way, I would like them to continue to fund the ongoing mental health promotion programs that they've funded during COVID-19, because I think, you know, there's clear evidence that they've had really strong benefits. Even if we just use the COVID-19 reason, the impacts of COVID-19 are going to go on for years, not months, in terms of people's mental health and well-being. So we should be funding those kinds of promotions that work for years, not months.
So have mental health facilities been used a lot more over the past year?
Certainly a lot of telehealth services have been. And what we see, and it's a combination of the ongoing crisis in mental health and the impacts of COVID-19, is that, you know, telehealth services have had to really up their capacity because of the, you know, huge demand during COVID-19. But we also see that DHB services are overwhelmed. They just continue to be overwhelmed with demand, you know, and We have school counsellors ringing us in tears because there are so many children at these schools who are, you know, just struggling and desperate, and they actually have to put them on waiting lists. I mean, the demand is enormous, and the resources to meet that demand continue to be inadequate. Now, that's always going to be the case unless we also invest in prevention and resilience. And so we have to hit it at both ends. We have to, yes, absolutely meet people's need when they're in distress, but we absolutely have to get to the front end and try to head off that distress and give people the skills to manage their well-being so they don't fall into significant distress when that's, you know, actually avoidable.
And so one final question, one final question, what can New Zealanders do right now if they are struggling with their mental health during lockdown?
Yeah, well, absolutely they can. Really look at the Getting Through Together website, look at the Mental Health Foundation website. There's lots of tips there, but basically things like do stay connected to other people. Do inquire and give your attention to other people and see if you can help, you know, neighbours and friends. Do spend some time just contemplating nature and being still, you know, going for a walk, keep your exercise up. Keep your mind active. It's like a muscle. You either use it or you lose it. So, you know, do things that stimulate your brain during lockdown. Spend some time just kind of being still and kind of being aware of the little things in life that make you happy. Limit the amount of news you consume, and especially, you know, binging on social media, which tends to go slightly crazy when it comes to misinformation around COVID-19. You know, look at the material that we get from the Ministry of Health is very reliable. I would encourage people only look at that once a day. Don't binge on obsessing about what's happening with the epidemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.